This is Inman's Real Estate Radio, where we go behind the scenes with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Here's your host, Bernice Ross.
Welcome. I'm Bernice Ross, the CEO of RealEstateCoach.com, and we're delighted to have Krishna Mayala with us today. He is the CEO and founder of TLCEngine.com, and this is a tool I absolutely love because what it does is it lets you find the 3 to 5 houses that are the perfect fit for your buyers based upon their lifestyle, their commute time, and affordability. So this is, I'm delighted to have Krishna with us today to talk about what he covered at his session at Real Estate Connect. Welcome, Krishna.
Thanks so much, Bernice.
One of the things that we've always said in real estate is that location, location, location is the name of the game. And that's really changed. Can you say a little bit about how it's changed due to this field of predictive analytics and in the process explain exactly what predictive analytics actually is?
When we originally taking a look at what we see as far as data that's presented in the real estate transaction, right? There's a lot of data points that are coming in terms of like walkability, in terms of commute time, in terms of schools and other things. And I think that what we're doing in TLC is answering those questions in a different way is what does it mean to me as a buyer? So there's a lot of data points that we see and we're currently hunting and pecking for it. And I think that what predictive analytics will help you do it is by answering a couple of questions in terms of knowing what your wants are, then you can surface those in a very quick way to make those decisions much faster. For example, is that, you know, the questions that people are going to ask is, how long will my commute be from here and how much will it cost in terms of maybe taking public transit? With predictive analytics, you know, you can put in your work address and we can then apply that knowledge to every single house that's out there. And so part of the, you know, in terms of what TLC does is that not only taking a look at the time that it takes to go there, but we can even predict how long in traffic and what it's going to cost. So, you know, you can take a look at by looking at historical traffic patterns and then predict exactly, you know, what time do you actually need to leave this house when you buy it to get to your house, to get to your work on time.
So that raises an interesting point because when we were prepping for this show, you said that there are 3 key questions that you have found that are most important to buyers. What are those 3 questions?
So the 3 largest questions that my clients ask me as a practitioner in this space is, can I really afford it? What's going to my commute look like if I lived in this house? And what is my lifestyle going to be in this neighborhood? So let's talk about those and talk about each of those in depth. So when you talk about affordability, it's more than just the mortgage. It is all of the holistic view of all the costs of owning a home. So the mortgage, what will my taxes be? I mean, how many times have we sat there and take a look at homestead, you know, exemptions or other things where we buy the house and then your taxes go up right after you buy it? And so these are the type of questions that, you know, that keep people up at night. And I think that if you can predict those and take a look at, hey, was this in a flood zone? You know, what's the homeowner's insurance? So these type of stuff, by looking at the separate data sets, we can start to predict that. Even utilities and the commute costs. These are the 3 largest costs when you take a look at it. Mortgages, utilities, and commute. And, you know, the ability to take a look at that in a holistic view on a monthly level, you know, then you could sit there and say you can do an apples-to-apples comparison between homes that maybe have solar panels and that don't. So you can look at it on a monthly basis.
You also look at lifestyle. How do you go about evaluating what someone wants lifestyle? What kind of questions are you asking?
One of the big things, right, is that when you talk about lifestyle, what I found in our research is that there's even patterns of lifestyle changes. And one of the big things that we're really trying to take a look at is that, you know, people have a very good understanding of what their current situation of their lifestyle is, but it's really what's going to happen next. And when you start to take a look at even the lifestyle changes that happens, this is really what's going to help understand a buyer much better. So what I mean by that is that the lifestyles are, hey, you're just fresh out of college, you're about to go into your first job, so you're single. You get married, and that's the time when you'll probably sit in there saying, hey, I got married, I want to now get our own place. The next lifestyle change is that you have kids, younger kids in terms of understanding it, and you're going to grow out of that and then taking a look at having kids in good schools and those type of things are metrics that understand that. And then empty nesters in terms of moving. So when you start to take a look at these lifestyle events and life events that happen, those go hand in hand. And you could start to take a look at those preferentials that those people want. So being single, you know, you want to be near like nightlife, artsy things, things like that. When you're married, you want to take a look at, hey, I want to be near great restaurants. I'm a foodie person with my, you know, with my person, or they want to be near the airport because they travel a lot. And then when you take a look at being family, you want to take a look at, hey, you know, do most of the people eat in here? How many people have pets? You know, there's lots of different lifestyle aspects, and we can start to model those by taking a look at points of interest that are nearby and saying, this is what's important to me, and I only want to be this far away. So you can really start to take a look at lifestyle, but then even taking a look at schools in a completely different way of saying, hey, what are all the school districts that are really ranked really high? And saying, what are the homes that fit within my budget? So taking a look at different constraints and then saying, hey, you know, like, does this meet my lifestyle?
So what you're saying is the new predictive analytics tools is they got online, they pull this data from all these different, like the school websites, from information about restaurant data, commute data, they're pulling down all these different pieces, and then they're aggregating it and evaluating it, and then they run that through the magic black box, and out comes the 3 to 4 or 5 houses that are the best fit based upon the things that I've put in.
That is absolutely correct. You know, it's getting there. So, but the thing is, this is answering those questions in a very quick, you know, a quick manner. Hey, what is, you know, what is my commute? You know, can I afford it? And addressing those things, but then showing you what are all the things that are nearby that's important to you. Like, you know, if you've got pets, you want to know how far is the nearest vet. And I think we're going to start to take a look at even things in a different way. Let's take a look at a senior citizen that maybe that's a heart patient. And one of the things that you might have never thought about is that I used to be a paramedic a long time ago, and we always talked about the golden, you know, 3 minutes. And the golden 3 minutes is the difference between life and death for heart patients. If you have a heart attack and your EMS can get to you within 3 minutes, that is going to determine if you're, you know, if you're disabled or not, or maybe even life or death. And so if you're taking a look at and being an empty nester and you've got these things already, I think that predictively, right, it's like being, you know, in that 3 mile radius, in 3 minute radius, you know, of an ambulance is huge. And, you know, we can start to take a look at some of these questions that could have never been able to been answered before by looking at, you know, data from all these separate sources.
I want to move on to this notion of something I had not heard of until I talked to you today, called chat boxes for predictive analytics. Exactly, what does a chat box do?
So what chat boxes do is that, you know, a lot of real estate agents get questions that can be answered very quickly in terms of, you know, text messages or messenger stuff that they might actually get, in terms of like the questions are, hey, can you tell me what the median price is in this neighborhood are? And this is a common question that they take a look at. Is this a hot neighborhood, right? Is there a lot of things that are selling in this neighborhood? So what chat boxes do is that they're kind of like an artificial intelligence system that can actually look at the data for you automatically and answer those questions to your buyers in a split second time. And, you know, there's a company that's that has this product called Homes, and they're going to be actually in them through Structurally. And it can answer questions about neighborhoods, and it makes you look like a true expert. And you don't even do anything. It answers the questions automatically for you to sit there and say, hey, what's the median prices in, you know, in this area? How long does it take to sell a house in this neighborhood? And so we can start to take a look at answering those questions like it's a human. And, you know, they're in the nascency right now. We've already seen some things that work very well. So, like, the AI intelligence for Google, for example, where it'll sit there and tell you that you need to leave your house right now because there's all this traffic to get to your location. So that's taking that to the next level, but on a human, way. And it's called conversational user interface. And so it's a conversation via, you know, where millennials are really talking on these messenger apps, Snapchat, Facebook Messenger, text messaging. So all of these things, the chat boxes make it look like it's a human on the other side, but answers the questions that are commonly asked. So it can take a look at that question, look at what they've done and built it up, and answer that question directly back to your clients for you. And it saves you lots of time. And the thing is, you can pick up exactly where they left off, and you know exactly what they responded, and you go, oh, hey, let me add something to that, and you can just, you know, go on. And so it can even do scheduling for you. I mean, how many times have we gone back and forth in email in scheduling? There's a company called Amy that you could sit there and say, she's kind of like a AI virtual assistant for you. There's an artificial intelligence virtual assistant for you. So it can read your emails and sit there and say, oh, it looks like you're going to get a schedule. And she'll sit there and say, hi, I'm Amy. Krishna has these time slots available for you. Which one would you like? And you can apply that to the same thing for showing a home.
That's absolutely amazing. I think one of the challenges that we face right now is that our internet leads want us to respond in 90 seconds. So are tools like Amy and Home something that will let us do that in the very near future?
Yes. I mean, in fact, I mean, Home is available now, and there's other tools that you can start to take a look at that's going to be added on for some of these things. And we're starting to get used to it because you've used Siri, you've used Alexa, you know, you've used Google to sit there and answer questions. I think that we're just going to start to see a more extension of that. And, it, you know, some of it's already here. It's still in nascency, but I think that in the future it's going to, you know, it's going to free up us from answering, you know, the simple questions, and really can focus on delivering, you know, huge amounts of productivity for us in terms of it, but then also bringing a level of service that we could have never been able to achieve before.
So to kind of wrap up, what are kind of the big takeaways that you see from the panel that you've done at Connect?
So what I see is that predictive analytics is changing, you know, changing the game for real estate agents, for buyers and sellers in a completely different way. And we're able to understand large data sets in ways to answer questions that we've always had. And it's also going to help increase productivity to the agent so they can really hone in and be that true trusted advisor. And I think that's the major role in the transformation that's going on in the space, is that, you know, the real estate agent is the true trusted advisor, and they have lots of tools that can help them not only on productivity-wise, like chatbox that we talked about, but also taking a look at questions that, you know, were always asked, but they were that the information was not easily accessible, and things like, you know, TLC can help understand and filter those leads for your clients by answering those three largest questions that we talked about.
Krishna, I'd like to thank you for being with us today. We've been visiting with Krishna Mayala. He's the CEO and founder of TLCEngine.com, and I'm really love this tool. Check it out. Thank you again, Krishna. This was a terrific interview.
This is Bernice Ross, and thank you for joining us for MN Real Estate Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday when we'll be back with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit MN.com. Make it a great day.